display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Four. And 280 days till the presidential election, and it's just the heaviest political news around the clock. We have decided to make this your election headquarters. We're really going to be going heavy on 2024 election coverage, making sure that you don't miss a story, an angle, or perspective, any of the news heading into the 2024 election. And so as we're gearing up for that, and I still have tons of election news. I mean, we got new polls that show even Democrats think that Biden got in with fraud. You've got some of the corrupt members of the Democrat Party perhaps in some trouble, but they always seem to get away, don't they? They always seem to magically just get away like a greased pig. And then you've got some interesting announcements from China that can lead us into some of the geopolitical news, where Joe Biden says Trump's going to get you into war. Trump is going to get you into World War III. And we have the clips from his campaign in 2020 from his basement. And then here we are on the brink of war with Iran or Russia or a World War III situation. The Axis of Resistance is what they're calling it now. And it's the Biden administration leading us right into it. Not Trump, but it's the perfect example of the inversionism that the Democrat Party, the leftist mind, the American left body politic, the media hand delivers us every single day. And then I've got stacks of border news. We got guests coming on at the border as well. I've got a federal government whistleblower joining me in the first hour to talk about why he had to flee the country and give us an insight into the illegal spying that the federal government engages in at a political level. And so we got all this going on and more. And then the issue of artificial intelligence and AI rears its ugly head with Elon Musk announcing the success of the Neuralink brain implant. And then taking it a step further, saying you can save your brain like a game. Soon humans will be able to transfer bodies, defy death. And I did some segments on this yesterday, and one of the biggest voices consistently who's been against the transhumanism movement or agenda has been David Icke. And David Icke responded to my segment and basically, I mean, he said, I guess he said I'm a fence sitter. I don't want to get his words mixed up, but he said fence sitter. And I mean, I just look at it from a reality situation. This technology is inevitable, whether I like it or not. Now, just like with the vaccine, when the COVID vaccine came out, we said this is going to be deadly, this is going to be dangerous. We advised people against it. We were right. So when the moment comes and we say, oh, I wouldn't take this brain implant or this brain chip or wire yourself to this machine, then that will be the day. But this technology already exists. It might not be for public consumption yet, but absolutely it already exists. I think Elon Musk is probably the most transparent when it comes to his development of it. But I understand from David Icke's perspective, having the vision of the transhumanist future and being disgusted by it, that you have a zero tolerance policy for it. So I'm not here promoting it. I'm here dealing with it as a news broadcaster and accepting the reality that it's coming. It's already here. Now, David Icke happens to be writing a book. I don't know if I'm meant to spoil that news or not, but we invited him on the show. He's too busy writing a book, so maybe a little spoiler alert there. But nonetheless, I mean, you want to talk about, so what's the bigger issue? Saving the country politically or the fact that transhumanism is now on the horizon?
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. If you want to support the tip of the spear, that decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
There is a man who is whatever America needs him to be. Not the hero we deserve, but the hero we need. Nothing less than a knight. Shining. They'll hunt him. They'll set the dogs on him. Because the truth is the greatest threat they face. It's the War Room. With Owen Schroyer.
Election, and we've got big political developments today, but I'm asking myself the question, what is the bigger story? What do you focus on today here on the fastest 3 hours on the internet, the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Our country is in an existential crisis. Just about everything the Biden administration has done since he was inaugurated has been subverting the interest of the United States, undermining the future of the United States, selling the country out from within. Death by a thousand cuts, if you will. Whether it's the border, whether it's the exhaustion of our oil reserves, shutting off our energy, getting us involved in these wars that we really have no interest in as a country. It all continues. And so that is, no doubt, an existential threat to our country, to our nation. And in 280 days, we go to the polls and hope that we can save this country politically by removing Democrats from power, most importantly, Joe Biden. Now, that's very real, and I feel like we have a very real shot of doing that. Now, I understand the nihilists, you might say, the election nihilists that don't believe we can do this voting and that there's so much fraud and cheating that it's impossible to do. Completely understand that stance. I think we do have a chance to do it at the polls. I've explained how. I've explained why. So that's no doubt an existential crisis, and I feel that we have a chance to right this ship politically. And we certainly have the hearts, the minds, the numbers on our side as far as that's concerned. The whole weaponized system against us, absolutely. It's truly an epic battle. But then you deal with the transhumanism issue and the artificial intelligence issue, which in a way are two separate issues, but kind of on the same road or going the same direction. Both of these technologies are now emerging and are here. There's some stories, and I don't know how much I think about this or worry about this. I mean, truthfully, not much. Maybe it should be more concerning, but there's stories out there that certain AI, artificial intelligence technology that was supposed to be kept under wraps and separated and not allowed onto the grid has gotten out, as they say. I don't really think about this. I'm not really concerned about this. But you could obviously see the complications and the threats that might arise should something like that be the case. There's hundreds of sci-fi movies that bring us into that consideration. But so, okay, you've got the AI issue. That technology's already here. That technology's already being utilized. You might say you can't put the cat back in the bag. And as far as the action that government has taken, it's been very little. Most of this, as far as curtailing the AI rollout or making sure it doesn't become anti-human or a threat to humanity, is kind of on a trust basis from the corporations or individuals that are testing with it and developing it. Elon Musk is the only one who's been transparent about it. Many have spoken out about the dangers of it from different corporations and some of the threats that we face dealing with it. But it's here, and I would even say that if it's not already completely integrated into our civilization, into our economy, it will be very shortly, within just a few years, fully integrated. But that's one lane over here dealing with the issue. The other lane is now transhumanism. Now, I don't get vaccines. My family doesn't get vaccines. There are some people in my family that had to get the shot. But overall, vaccine-free family, vaccine-free individual right here. So that's a choice. Now, I can be anti-brain chip. I can be anti-chip in your arm or your wrist to unlock your car or unlock your door or all that stuff. But that technology is here, and it's not going anywhere. And it will soon become marketable and consumable at a very common basis. It won't be too long before you'll know people that have microchips inside of them, even if it's just for mundane things like opening their car or opening their door. But if you think about it, most of this technology is already here, except it's right here. It's on your cell phone. So it's basically taking this cell phone or taking your debit card, which is also basically on here too now, people pay with this, and just attaching it right to the side of your head or attaching it right to your hand or whatever. So we're just a few short years away from that. Now, again, I don't really see myself ever consuming this technology. But that's not going to stop it from coming here. So this stuff is inevitable. And it seems like the only interest that Congress has as far as getting involved in curtailing AI is stopping people from making sexual images out of celebrities. There have been hearings from you might say whistleblowers or people in the tech industry warning Congress about the threats of AI, but they don't really heed much warning. They don't really get further than just a hearing. And so it just becomes we're trusting the developers of this to make sure it's rolled out safely and there's proper measures and protocols so that it doesn't become a threat to humanity or a threat to the power grid or anything else. But who really knows? And again, Musk and Neuralink seem to be the most transparent as far as one of the leaders in this technology, AI, and now brain chips and merging humans and machines. But it's all inevitable. So now Elon Musk says that the Neuralink brain chip testing has been a success. So far, it's been a success. Things look good. They're still taking more people. They're still taking applications to test with the Neuralink system. It's mostly people that have that are quadriplegic or paralyzed or something to see what types of things they can do as far as measuring and utilizing brain activity to manipulate or move machinery. Right now, as far as we can tell, it's just basic internet computing technology. I don't know if they've actually been able to master it to the point where you can make legs move or hands move or phalanges or anything like that. But, of course, you can see that's the potential. That's where it's going. That's the exponential growth of this technology. And now Elon Musk goes a step further, talking about how you can save your brain like a game, and says basically how you can defy death, and then argues that Neuralink plan promises to prevent an AI extinction wiping out humanity. So in about 5 years, maybe 10, I would say that's a pretty fair time scale here. 5 to 10 years, this is going to be very public and consumable. It'll start out just for kind of the ultra rich, and then it eventually will hit the mass consumption. Much like cell phones, much like your smartphone. Now I can go to the cell phone store right now, and I can pick which company I like and which phone I like and which service I like, and it'll be the same way with your chips. It'll be the same way with your biometrics and everything else, and you can choose Neuralink or all the other competitors in the field. And I don't see this being unpopular. We've seen the failure of some wearable tech, like the Google Glass or the iGlass. I don't know what the Apple one is. Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse. This stuff has mostly been a failure. Clearly, the public didn't want it, and it never really took off. But when you start to offer convenience and you start to make it trendy and more affordable and consumable, then it's going to take off, no doubt. And so you'll be able to choose, oh, what chip do I want to put in me? Do I want this company's chip or that company's chip? And then you'll be able to use it to enhance vision or enhance hearing. Who knows? Maybe eventually it gets to enhanced strength. Maybe eventually you get to a point where you're basically connected to the internet and you don't even have to plug into your phone. You're, say, having a conversation with your friends. You say, oh, what happened then? Or what was that about? And you plug it into Google. Well, you won't plug it into Google. You'll think about it, and then you'll just have a screen in front of your eyeball. A lot of this has already been envisioned. A lot of this is already being tested. If you kind of have a future tech vision, then you've probably seen this coming for decades, which a lot of the head tech companies already have. They've been talking about it for decades. It's why these freaks like Noval Harari and Klaus Schwab all talk about this stuff, because they know it's inevitable. But this is where the issue comes into play. The globalist corporate government control freaks would love to have an internet of people. The Internet of Things is just the beginning. If they can get us on an Internet of Things where they can shut off your services, shut off your banking, like with a central bank digital currency, or now they have things tied into the smart grid, like your thermostat at home, and they can just say, we're turning off your heating, or we're turning off your cooling, you've used too much energy. We're turning off your bank, you went to this protest. We're shutting down your debit card, you watched this show on the internet. You have a bad social credit score. You didn't take your vaccine. You can't use your chip. You can't open your door. You can't unlock your car. Go down to your local loving corporate government shelter and get your shot. And then you can get access to your house again, or your pod, if you will, and get your little protein brick, which is going to be made of minced bug meat or bug guts. And so that's where the corporate world government wants it to go. But if they can get humans actually connected to this digital grid, then they don't need the Internet of Things. They have the Internet of Humans now, and they can just shut you off. And so then you can be shut off. So these are the threats. And this is obviously anybody who has futuristic foresight or technological foresight can see where this goes. Now, the concept of downloading your consciousness, or rather uploading your consciousness or your brain to a separate body or a separate device to live forever, that might still be more theoretical than practical. it might even be impossible. Can you really copy-paste the human consciousness? Maybe. Can you copy-paste the human soul, the human spirit? Probably not. So what does copy and pasting even the human brain do, even if you can find a way to do that and upload it into another body or another device? Have it no soul, no consciousness, no conscious, no moral compass, no understanding of good or evil? And then what does that threat represent? But this is a very serious debate. And, for the government to get into this debate of, well, look at Taylor Swift and people are making sexual images of her using artificial intelligence. Well, okay, poor Taylor Swift, and maybe there's ways to deal with that in the litigation process. But that is like the sprinkles on top of the ice cream sundae of the evils that AI can be used for. I mean, even one layer below that would be people making AI images and turning them into political blackmail. People making AI videos and turning it into a political hit campaign. We've already had a bit of a taste of this, actually. More so than we might even realize. So these are the real layers. And then they're just going to give you, oh, Taylor Swift has artificially intelligent sexual images being produced, and so we need to sign bills making that illegal and not even deal with the real issue, which is the Internet of humans, the Internet of things, and how that's going to be used in a corporate world government scenario to make an entire population of slaves on planet Earth. And as Noval Harari and Klaus Schwab have suggested, once you've reached that point, the capability to control a human is very, very real. And of course, that's what they want. But then once you've reached that stage of humanity, once you've turned a human into a product, once you've turned a human into a vessel, well, then wiping them out doesn't mean, I guess, to them, genocide anymore. Doesn't mean eugenics anymore. It just means we're shutting the robots off. We've lost our need for the robots. They consume too much. They kill the planet. So the biological robots and the cyborgs, it's time for you to just die off. Yeah, maybe if you want to upload your consciousness to a computer, then maybe you can do that. But what is driving this? And this is where you get into more of the human capacity, the human fervor, the human spirit, the human soul for creation and ingenuity. What is driving this? The human drive that you can't put out, it's an eternal flame inside our soul that cannot be put out, to create, to build, to expand. And for many people, that means to defy death, defy the laws of physics, defy what it has meant to be a human. Whether that's in the most archaic fashion, like I'm going to build a shelter so that I don't get hit with rain and with debris during a storm, or I'm going to build air conditioning and heating so that I can have a climate in my home that is more comfortable, to I'm going to build planes and trains and automobiles so that I can traverse and travel a lot faster and more efficiently, always pushing the limit, always trying to do the next best thing, always trying to extend your life in a way. So that's what's driving this, and that's not going to stop. But can you really live forever through a machine? Probably not. Probably not. And the minute you download your brain or consciousness into a machine is probably the minute you die. And then become a vessel to the Internet of people that the World Economic Forum has talked about in their corporate global government system that's already dead upon arrival. But they won't need you to vote into it. They won't need you to even volunteer to be a part of it. They'll just already have you on the Internet of Humans. You'll volunteer to do it yourself because you want the enhanced vision, you want the enhanced hearing, or who knows? How can you argue against a technology, and I'm sure people will, that can make a blind man see, a deaf man hear, a paralyzed man walk? Let's say you have a child that is born with a certain brain problem, brainstem problem, deaf, blind, and this technology is available. You wouldn't ask doctors, or you wouldn't purchase technology to make your child hear or see or walk or have a functioning brain or try to have some semblance of a normal life. Might be easy to say no to that now. But just like cell phones have changed our civilization and changed the way we live, you can argue for the better or for the worse. They already have, and they're not going anywhere. And it's likely that most of this audience carries a cell phone everywhere they go, like myself. Yeah, I remember the days before cell phones. I remember going to ball games and concerts and events, family events, whatever, before cell phones. Times seemed a lot better, didn't they? Times seemed a lot simpler back then. So I could argue they were better, but yet here I am with a cell phone, just like everyone else. Can you survive without it? So I feel like it's inevitable. In the same way of a cell phone, when they first came out with it, it was inevitable it would eventually turn into a computer and a smart screen. And the crazy part is, I will have more in common with my experience, my human experience on planet Earth, I will have more in common with my grandfather, or even my father, but let's just go two generations. Me and my grandfather have a more shared, similar experience, human experience on planet Earth, than what myself and likely my granddaughter or daughter would have. That's the exponential spiral of time as this technology advances. So it's likely that our grandsons and granddaughters are going to be in a world filled with AI, filled with transhumanism that we can barely even comprehend at this point, yet is likely inevitable, just like the development and the common consumption of a cell phone. Now, there'll probably be breakaway societies and civilizations like the Amish and other groups, and you can go live in the woods or you can go have a farm or whatever and probably just get off grid, and that'll be a choice a lot of people have to make. But this is where human destiny is obviously going. Now, then the argument becomes, is it inherently evil? Is it just manifest destiny of the human consciousness and the human spirit to advance like this? That's a fair debate. But to me, this is where it's all going. And now we're dealing with such corruption politically, and we've been so divided with all these identity politics and the other garbage that we can't even sit here before we hit this level to have a discussion about what we want life to look like when the AI and the transhumanism takes over. Because we got creeps and crooks that are running the planet that we got to deal with.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, in the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com. Real death is shutting off the economy. The bureaucrats and the corporations control the economy. As they vertically integrate the economy and consolidate power, they murder people en masse. And Elon Musk has warned them that if you destroy civilization, you won't be able to have certain redoubts of it, certain city-states that still have it, the Hunger Games model. It will destroy the elite as well. And anybody that studies history and has common sense knows that. The wars that are going to come out of the starvation and the inflation are being blamed on global warming. The viruses that come out of the labs are being blamed on global warming. The third world hordes being organized by the UN to invade are being blamed on global warming. The mass starvation is blamed on the virus. And everywhere we're told it's going to get worse. Billions are coming. Al Gore and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and the Rothschilds and the and Davos Group and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari say billions are coming to Europe. A billion are coming to the U.S. because of climate change. No, because you cut their economy off because the IMF and World Bank controls the loans and ordered lockdowns. 29 years on air, all I've wanted to do was warn the people about the globalist. And I've done the best job I can to tell the truth and been accurate, and we are on record as the most accurate there are. And I've tried to sell products to fund ourselves. Unlike other communist revolutionaries that rob banks and kidnap people, we don't do that. We try to bring you products that really work. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm scared of this product. It's so powerful. This is the breakdown product, after your cells process it, of folic acid, methylfolate with high-quality organic B-complex. This stuff is rocket fuel. It's not a stimulant. It energizes your cells, and then everything else you take just supercharges it. It's so insane. It's foundational energy, the strongest formula out there at InfoWarsStore.com. It doesn't just energize this operation against the tyrants. It energizes you. Get foundational energy now.
Many Bothans died. Bring us this information.
You can see here the Great Awakening orbiting the Great Reset. Although the depopulation systems of the Great Reset are not yet fully operational, the Great Reset does have a strong conspiracy network. It is protected by a satanic shield, which can be disabled by the Great Awakening. The Great Reset must be deactivated if any victory for humanity is to be accomplished. Once the Great Awakening deactivates the shield, InfoWars.com/show will cover the truth, while InfoWarriors fly into the superstructure and attempt to knock out the Great Reset. Alex Jones has volunteered to lead the fighter attack. Get a signed copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This broadcast is not
for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, we're about to be joined by David Bomblatt, who has a very interesting story that I'm excited to dig into here and learn more about him and his story. So many different angles, even. Ladies and gentlemen, remember to support us and keep us on the air so we can have these great interviews. We are really excited. In fact, I saw this on the website yesterday, and I didn't even give it the proper hype. Nitric Boost, not only back at InfoWarsStore.com, but back and better than ever. We have even amped this formula up. Same great product, but amplified. 40% off Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. It's all about blood flow. It's all about cardiovascular health. And so that's what Nitric Boost is all about. And we've had multiple doctors come on air and talk about how great this product is and recommend it to their audiences as well. And so Nitric Boost, back in stock, better than ever
at InfoWarsStore.com. And 40% off. 40% off. Alex was really excited about this. He said his only regret was not ordering more, so it could be sold out quickly, ladies and gentlemen. Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support there that keeps us on the air. All right, my guest, David Bomblatt, joins me. His resume here is extremely impressive. Former FBI agent, West Point Army officer, and also he's into heavyweight boxing. So he had to leave the country due to an unconstitutional investigation by the corrupt federal government against him. He's been living in China now for a decade. You can learn more about his story in his book, Patriots Betrayed, A Soldier, Scholar, and Spy's Warning About America's Leadership Crisis. And so David joins me now. David, let me just first start off like this. When I first discovered you and your story about a week or so ago, I was actually shocked that I hadn't heard more about you or your story. I was a little surprised that somehow you hadn't gotten more publicity to talk about the government corruption that you've endured to get your story out. So, Patriots Betrayed, your warning about America's leadership. What is your warning, David?
So, Owen, can you hear me okay?
You are loud and clear.
Okay, thanks for having me and welcome, and thank you for the guest. So in 2005, at that time I was a special agent in the FBI. I served from 2004 to 2007. At 2005, I already started realizing that America, it's going to collapse. You could use whatever adjective you want, revolution, civil war, collapse. This system is not going to last, and I explain the book. So there's a leadership phrase that anyone serving the military, they should know. It's called lead, follow, or get out of the way. So I'm not into much following, and I'm not a leader like an ubermensch like Donald Trump who's trying to change the system. So I decided to get out of the way. And in 2010, I left America. Now, did I go to China? I mean, you could go to a lot of countries, but America is going to go to collapse. So what you're seeing in the news now about civil war and this and that, I predicted that way early. And the FBI, when I left in 2007, and I wrote Senator Chuck Grassley, the unconstitutional, immoral, illegal activities, I don't think anyone would believe me. He didn't believe me. I think the American people are probably waking up now that we have a major problem in our government, the military industrial complex, you name it. But the point is, the end statement is our system is not going to last. I'd be surprised if we get to the next election. My situation is very simple. I know we don't have a lot of time. The FBI, the only difference that what the FBI is doing to me and millions of other citizens is I know about it and it's causing damage. And what is that? They're spying on me behind my back. They're unconstitutionally spying on me for nothing, meaning I haven't committed any illegal acts. I think they're assuming I'm anti-government, sedition, I want to overthrow the government, something like that, something like a souped-up J6er. Everything goes into detail, but I think what we should talk about really quick, because your viewers probably have 100 questions, is number one, to the American people, everything I'm about to tell you has been already submitted to every single congressman and senator. I've been ignored by everyone. I didn't want to go public. I didn't want to write the book. This is not who I am. And just like Owen had said, you know, why am I not getting noticed? My very first video and very first social media that I've ever produced in my life, I produced it about 6 months ago on YouTube, my channel, that was censored. And there's documentation if anyone wants to see. So here I am, a military veteran. I don't even have free speech on YouTube. So then I started posting what's called on Rumble, and now I'm on Twitter. But the point is totally ignored by the mainstream media, totally ignored by the government. And, of course, I've reached out to the FBI. They're not speaking with me. And what's happening to me is happening to millions of Americans. Spying on me, damage is done. I'll give a quick point because we got to put some teeth on this. And it's amazing to show how our country's falling apart. We all know in our southern border, we are having millions upon millions of illegals enter our country unvetted. Chinese, South Americans, that you name it, they are coming into our country. This is me, my last trip that I took to America in 2019. I'm a military veteran, American citizen, and in 2019, I won't go into all the details, we don't have so much time, but when I go to America, I am detained, I am searched, I am interrogated, I am deceived, humiliated, under covert surveillance and physically assaulted. Everything I'm saying is documented. Your congressmen and senators who are scumbags, they're ignoring me. They're going to ignore you. So the point is you're telling me we have a southern border and millions of illegals just come on in. Who cares? But a military veteran, I'll tell you, when I go in there, I am immediately detained and searched. I'm under on surveillance the whole time I'm there. So for some reason, the FBI does a great job with me, DHS, FBI, but the millions on the southern border just come on in. And if this problem would have been solved by our congressmen, by our senators, or the FBI, and of course I've run the Inspector General for the DOJ, it should have been handled quietly. I never wanted to go public. I don't want to do the story. But what I do want to focus to the American people is, our problem is beyond the FBI. Our problem is the globalist American government who works for the American globalist corporations. I'm just going to give you one example, and this should just light you up. I worked for this corrupt scumbag company called the Boeing Corporation. You know it. You probably heard of it. That's the Boeing Company, the military industrial complex. I worked for the Boeing Company in Beijing. That right there should make you wonder, what is the American military industrial complex doing in China? And I could tell you something, whatever you're hearing about China and America, the American corporations, the American banks, the Republicans and the Democrats, they love China because they love money.
Well, I would actually like to hear more about your experience in China. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you've been in Hong Kong as well. But, you know, you bring up. It's really the most basic, low-level, lowest common denominator juxtaposition to show how ridiculous the security state is, whether it's the extreme situation with you or just the average American that can't go through an airport without getting patted down and strip searched. The border's wide open. So the average American gets treated like a criminal at the airport, but the border is wide open. I mean, that juxtaposition right there, the average, lowest IQ American should be able to see, hey, something here doesn't add up. I mean, so how much of this do you look at the American public, too? And I mean, I'm not trying to make you sound like a cynic, but, you know, if the shoe fits, how much of this do you look at the American public and you just say, if they're so dumb that they can't see this, well, then, I mean, this is on them.
Yeah, so I'm going to answer this really quick. My expertise is leadership. I graduated West Point. I don't think highly of West Point now, but it's the premier leadership institute of the world. If you graduate West Point, you know leadership. If you ask me what the number one problem is with America, it is cuck American men. We've heard that term cuck, low testosterone, low sperm, whatever you want to call it. But today's American men are not the American men 50 years ago. And they have infested the government, the corporations, West Point, the military. Don't fool yourself. I've never seen such weak officer corps in my life in the military. We've heard of this phrase, what, strong men create good times and weak men, bad times. We've heard that phrase. That's what's happening. And that really, if you ask me, why is America, when I left America,
we're up against a break here, David. Hold that thought. You know, this is, and I think a lot of this has to do with political correctness. You know, they political correctness the strong man out of this country.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2 years ago, I went to two separate high-end health clinics where I get my blood tested every few years and also get EKGs and things on my heart. And I noticed that at both the facilities, the hottest thing with top medical doctors was methylfolate. And they said, listen, we've tested your genes. I did it at two different places. Two expensive tests, not like, you know, 23andMe and all this. And they both came back and showed where my genes are outstanding and where they're not. And a lot of Northern Europeans have 2 to 3 of the 4 genes operating with the mitochondria, the most basic part of the cell, broken. I have the first 3 broken, 2 completely, 1 halfway broken, and then the third is fully operational. So I get something like 12% of the energy that goes into my cells comes out. And there's other parts of my cells that operate 100%, which is mutant level. So I'm like weak in other areas, like Superman in others. And that's how most people are. You're really strong in some things, weak in others. I didn't listen to them. And then about a year ago, I was back for another checkup, and the nurse practitioner said, Alex, you're not taking methylfolate. You need to. She said, you can get our brand that's souped up with some B vitamins and things where you can get it anywhere, but you really need to get it. And I said, okay, give me a bottle. so much energy, because it's the foundational. It's not like a stimulant where you take it and then you're bouncing off the walls from that just because it gets your brain hopping. This is the foundational energy that makes all the other energy stronger. Now, you're supposed to take two or three of these tablets a day. I would kill people about it. I mean, literally, it makes me feel like I'm 15 again, just bouncing off the walls. Super, not even mean, but just aggressive. So I take maybe a half of one a day, okay? We went out, got the very best methylfolate, the very best B-complex that supercharges it. My dad did. Dr. Jones Naturals. Now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Believe me. Believe me, and a lot of black folks have the genes broken, and Hispanics as well, but white people particularly, and Jews as well, anybody with European blood has big problems when it comes to the folic acid going into the cells, and then your cells turn it into methylfolate. This is just what the mitochondria end up operating off of, so you give them the direct methylfolate with the B, and it's boom, baby, boom! So, the product is Foundational Energy, methylfolate and B-complex, and it's a big dose of it. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. It is high-end, and it funds the InfoWar. So it powers the InfoWar, and it powers you. Experience it. If it doesn't blow you away, it means you don't have this gene problem. But even people that have all the genes for this, still, it gives you a lot of energy. But if you don't have it, it's like a new lease on life. Get it now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cellular damage from a type of free radical known as reactive oxygen species can cause decreased cellular function. DNA Force Plus contains what are believed to be the most beneficial ingredients to remedy this. Now 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The main ingredient in the Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone, which occurs naturally in our body, but decreases with age. Low levels of pregnenolone are associated with fatigue and low brain function. The Real Red Pill Plus is also full of essential trace minerals to synergistically support optimal cognitive function. Now 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get them both today at 50% off. The Supercharged Special. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. My guest, David Bomblatt, at David_Bomblatt is his Twitter account. If you want to follow him for updates there, and his book, where you can learn more about his story, Patriots Betrayed, A Soldier, Scholar, and Spy's Warning About America's Leadership Crisis. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And so, you know, again, David, we'll kind of pick it up where we left it off, talking about the lack of leadership here. And I mean, I look right at Congress because, look, my role here was I was a member of the media. I was in sports media. And when I, you know, got into my 20s, I realized I wanted to do something a little more meaningful. And I realized my country was falling apart and that the media was partly to blame for it. And so I said, okay, well, I'm going to try to be a part of the good side of the media because that's what I do. I'd like to think I'm all right at it. But I look at Congress and I see nothing but lip service. So, but I guess let me start it off like this. When you submitted your story to all these members of Congress, you're saying nobody got back to you. Nobody asked you to be a part of a hearing, nothing.
It's all documented. In January of 2022, I sent the official allegations to every single congressman. I repeated it every month for over a year. Then it went to March of 2023, and then I realized I need to take action at my hand. But I never wanted to go public, write a book. This was never – it's not my personality. These congressmen and senators to the American people, most of them, as you know, these people are scumbags. Most of them never served in the military. When this country falls apart or we go to war, you'll take a look at these congressmen and senators. Who's going to pick up a rifle and really give their life for this country? Are you kidding me?
Oh, wait, you're telling me you don't expect Lindsey Graham to put on the fatigues and march into the battle formation?
The problem is this, Owen. During the Revolutionary War, our greatest American heroes, they looked at the King of England as the most tyrannical, a piece of government, and they created the legislative, executive, judicial branch. They were ahead of their time, but they didn't predict that there was something going to be more powerful than the King of England, the government. It's the corporations. Even when I went to Harvard and they talked to people about running for office, the number one question is how much money can you raise? It doesn't matter if they're Democrats or Republicans. Most of them are working for the same donors, and nothing's free. They are puppets of the corporations and banks. It is what it is.
Now, have you considered trying again to reach out to members of Congress? I mean, despite what I believe is mostly lip service from even the Republican side, I do think they're closer to understanding the situation we're in, or at least accepting it now, than they were 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I think Donald Trump has a lot to do with that. Do you think you might have an open ear if you tried to reach out to them again, or have you just said, I've tried, I'm done?
No, I've been. Like on Twitter, again, if you check me on social media, I'm blank except for about 6 months ago. That's when I came out on social media about 6 months ago, and I've been firebranding these politicians. But what I realize is a lot of these politicians, they're not going to do their job unless it's favorable to their career. It's everything about being, meaning there's many of these congressmen that are rhinos. The only reason they're backing Trump is they believe that if Trump wins, they'll get reelected. But if they don't back Trump, meaning the number one goal of these politicians is to get reelected. Mm-hmm. So it has to fit. Is it going to help them get reelected or not? If it's not, they're not going to help me out. They're not going to help you out. This is our system.
So, okay, I don't think it would surprise anybody. The FBI spies on you. The FBI spies on me. The FBI spies on really whoever the hell it wants. And they have these new rulings where they can, I think it's like 3 degrees of separation.
I can explain it. Yeah, yeah.
So now they can, they can literally, quote unquote, according to themselves, legally spy on everybody. Of course, the whole thing is unconstitutional. But they can spy on the average American, but somehow you're telling me that Bob Menendez is able to get away with doing secret deals with foreign countries like Egypt, where he walks out with suits filled with cash and gold bullion, and the FBI just turns a blind eye, or what?
Yeah, it's sort of like the same thing with the military. Does the military serve the people, or do they serve the defense corporations, the military-industrial complex? Same thing with our intelligence. At the end of the day, our government doesn't serve the people. It serves the corporations. We're becoming corporatized. So the point is whoever holds the money. So, Owen, let me just break it down really quick. I've given this just to show you why we're going to fall and the non-West is going to win. If I had to break down the non-Western world and the Western world is run by the corporations. I know more about China than anyone in our United States government. That's how pathetic they are. The non-Western world, the government has the power. The Western world, the corporations have the power. In the non-Western world, their ideology is something called nationalism. Our ideology in the West is something called globalism. You cannot have a nation long term where your superior ideology is globalism. We've seen it. We've been crumbling for decades now. This ain't going to work. Because like I said, the corporations run us, and we all know our standing ideology, our culture, everything being run by the corporations is globalism. Our nation will fall. You give it time.
Well, I think we're already seeing it crumbling rapidly. And
I predicted this. The difference between me and other people is you got to remember, Owen, I physically left America in 2010. Action speaks louder than words. I'm not on the new on this bench saying, I think we're going to collapse, go to civil war. I knew it. I started knowing it in 2005, and I said, man, I got to get out of here. And I can even explain more. I know we don't have time, my story, but I'm telling you, to American people, if you think this country is going to keep going and going, you're crazy. This system will collapse. You'll see it.
Well, let me ask you this, because I wonder if you believe out of those ashes, America can rise again. But let's get specific. What do you think about the current situation geopolitically where Joe Biden has all kinds of tensions flaring up, Ukraine, the Middle East? Where do you think all of that is going?
Yeah, so what's going to happen is this. To the American people, you can't burn the candle at both ends. meaning you can't say we're going to be the world superpower forever and we're going to get involved in these wars. Because if we are, we need blood and treasure. And any American who wants to get in these wars overseas, let's see what they think if we raise their taxes and we draft their kids. Let their kids go off and die for these wars. So we've got to remember, I'm more of a nationalist, so I think a lot of these overseas wars, we don't have the blood and treasure anymore. So we're the Roman Empire going down. So we're going to go into a multipolar world. I could explain how China's going to go, but the days of America's superpower, that's gone. And I can explain why, but we are not, we cannot afford these wars, either blood or treasure.
How often, because you say you know what's going on in China more so than our own congressmen. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not sure if our congressmen know.
Trust me, the government are not filled with the best and the bright. Look at Donald Trump. Donald Trump, I think, is the best president of my entire lifetime. He never served in the government, purely in the private sector. Does that sort of tell you something?
Yeah. David Bomblatt is my guest here. So let me ask you this. What is the Chinese media saying about the Biden administration? I mean, we know that Biden is owned.
Yeah, so
I mean, his
explain.
Ass is owned by the Chinese communists.
Let's talk about Trump, though. We all know Biden. Biden's bum. This is Trump. It's interesting. They actually have a lot of respect for Trump because they view Trump as the natural leader. He's strong. But at the same time, they don't want him because he's going to be strong. But don't fool yourself. Donald Trump, he's a national. That's why I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. They both suck. I'm a nationalist. And a lot of people still don't understand that definition. The Chinese have respect for Trump because he's strong. But they also prefer that he doesn't become the next president.
Well, and China actually made an interesting statement. It's almost like they're trolling Joe Biden for fun. Xi promises Joe Biden China won't interfere in the 2024 election. And so I guess the takeaway here is that they did interfere in prior elections?
Yeah, exactly. I think, just like I said, Donald Trump, I believe, is the best president in my entire lifetime. I think Joe Biden could quite possibly be the opposite. Just weak. I mean, weak is a great word to describe him. He's not. I'd be surprised if he runs again. Like I said, we could scramble this omelet however you want. It's going down. And no, I don't believe Trump is going to save it. Even though I praise him, I think he's awesome.
It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings.